People likely won't see or know who the recipients are, but a program at the Powassan and District Union Public Library continues to help those in need. Since 2018, the library has been running the Warming Powassan program, where mittens, scarves, and toques in plastic bags hang outside the library on a small wooden fence. Library CEO Marie Rossett says the winter protection items are free. Rossett credits Powassan resident Daryl Stevens with creating the program. Stevens now attends high school in North Bay, and it's while he was a preteen student at Maple Ridge Public School in Powassan that he came up with the Warming Powassan idea. Daryl would come to our computer hours program and one day told one of our employees it would be nice if we could get mittens and hats for people who didn't have any, recalled Rossett. The employee Stevens talked to was Sandy Rumford, who is now retired. Sandy gave him the project to pursue, and Daryl next talked to the Powassan knitters who met downstairs at the library every Friday, Rossett said. He asked if they would be willing to knit some winter items like scarves and mittens, and they agreed. Sandy was a knitter herself, and she knitted quite a few of the items, as did other members of the group. Additionally, unless the knitters were working from wool donated to the library, they normally paid for their own fabric and donated the finished pieces to the Warming Powassan program. The arrival of COVID stopped the group from meeting, which meant the list of contributors fell. However, Rossett says that didn't stop the program from continuing. In addition to the few Powassan knitters who were still able to contribute, the thrift store known as Grace House, which operates next door to the library at 250 Clark, took over the program. The shop sells gently used clothing for adults, teens, and children. Rossett said the small store had an overabundance of mitts and hats and gave them to us. So far, Grace House has given the library three large boxes this year, each with about 30 scarves, toques, and mittens. This has been a nice way to recirculate hats and mittens and get them to someone who needs them, Rossett said. As the items continue to arrive from Grace House, either the library staff or students will bag them to protect them from the weather and hang them on the wooden fence. We've put out quite a few this winter, Rossett said. Rossett knows the winter items are finding new homes because when the staff returns for work the next day, the fence has fewer mittens, toques, or hats as a result of people discreetly removing them during the darkness. Rossett says Warming Powassan usually starts up near the end of December once the cold weather arrives and remains until temperatures start warming up during spring. The library promotes the program through its Facebook page and newsletter. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.